All right, not to guilt trip you too much, but did you know that if you are one of the Americans responsible for throwing about 40% of our food in the trash, be aware that much of it ends up in landfills where it decomposes and releases methane gas, which is a big contributor to global warming. It's also just, of course, wasteful and absurd where there is so much hunger in the world. Ashley Stanley is the founder and executive director of Lovin' Spoonfuls, a Boston nonprofit that has rescued millions of pounds of fresh food. She's here with Kara Miller, host of Innovation Hub, produced by our partner WGBH and PRI. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Now, this is more scientifically based than the traditional eat what's on your plate because there are starving people in Biafra, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, name the country, right? How would you say it's scientifically based, Ashley?
Well, I think here we talk a lot about wasted food and the problem of excess as sort of a multi-tentacled problem. You're dealing with consequences that go far beyond missing a meal or missing the opportunity to feed people. We look at environmental consequences, financial, health, and community consequences. So we try and look at hunger as a problem, not a problem of supply, but a problem of distribution.
And it's a psychological impulse that produces an enormous multiplicity of consequences.
Oh,
right?
There's no question about it. I mean, it starts with you have to – if you're throwing away 30-40% of your food – you have to start with the fact that you had to grow that 30 or 40% that gets thrown away, right? And you think about all the, you know, everything we've heard about being in a water crisis, right? It takes water to grow food. It takes fertilizer to grow food. Then you have to transport it. Then you have to put it on shelves. Then you have to take it home, you know. And then, of course, you know, as you were saying, it ends up in a landfill where it produces methane. And we're talking about 130 billion pounds of food each year in the U.S. It is a tremendous drag on a whole range of things, including, as you say, we probably just shouldn't be throwing 30 or 40% of what we buy away.
Seriously, we need to internalize, and I'll go back to the silly eat what's on your plate metaphor again. We need to internalize the eat that spaghetti or you're going to be wasting gasoline and airfare and air fuel and fertilizer and all kinds. I mean, it's just way more than what's sitting there on the plate.
Well, and Ashley can speak to this more, but I would say that you've got a bunch of both countries, cities, and states that are trying to get on the leading edge of how do you address this. France, for example, is way out there. In fact, many grocers in France complain that they're too, you know, they get too much pressure to take every single thing that they have at the end of the day and figure out how to get it to a food bank or whatever. But one of the big supermarket chains has had this campaign in France, eat ugly food, eat ugly crackers, eat ugly cookies, eat ugly fruit, eat ugly vegetables, because, you know, we don't like things that have a blemish on them.
Yeah. So, I think we have to look at sort of where we are as a global community, and our consumer standard is so high that there is no room for imperfection anymore. And that really drives the overproduction of this food, but at the same time, conversely, a lack of value for
so
that food.
So the tomato that's not perfectly round. The, you know, cauliflower that has a little blemish on it. What does Lovin' Spoonfuls do specifically to address this?
So we take food. We are a direct distribution. So we take food that's otherwise being thrown away at the large shelf retail level and upcycle it directly into the social service stream.
So in many ways, the Whole Foods kind of perfection food porn idea that you see in those aisles is really contributing to the problem, because all the perfect food you see represents an enormous amount of food that's gone away.
Well, I think it's somewhere in the middle, right? I think stores and businesses, as we know across the board, respond to consumer demand. And I mean, we have choices that blow the boundaries off of everything. Anything we want at any time, we can have. And if we want something that is Instagram worthy, we can go find it. So again, food is losing its intrinsic value as a biological necessity.
What are the remediation techniques to deal with some of this food waste?
Okay. So as I said, there's a bunch of countries in Europe that are on the leading edge here. But already we've got Connecticut, Vermont, Seattle, Portland, San Francisco. Massachusetts is very much also on the leading edge of this, saying you can't just throw a ton, literally tons of food if you're a grocery store or you're a hotel or a caterer or whatever, in the trash and just say, okay, bye. You've got to figure out something better to do with it. What's better? Well, top thing is you get it to people who are hungry. And it's this crazy situation because we have a record number of people in this country who don't know where their next meal is coming from. So you don't really want a ton of apples and tomatoes and stuff being thrown in the trash. The other thing you can do, which is becoming more in vogue now, is anaerobic digestion, which is basically composting, but you do it in a sealed container. And they take all the gas that comes from it and they can use it to generate energy. And then the compost is used for fertilizer. But you have to be – the idea on these bans is you have to get it to – somebody who deals with this recycling right. in a really energy conscious way.
So strategically, you want to catch the likely waste upstream so that it can be given to people who are hungry, not
right.
out of the trash bin.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people who need that stuff.
You want people to suddenly not just look at their glass and metal recycling, but look in the trash and to see what can be composted.
Right. And I have to say, most of these laws really target the big servers. In Massachusetts, it's if you throw away a ton of food a week. Okay, well, that's none of us at home, although we should be more careful. That's your big hotels, your really big grocery stores. And they're basically saying, you can't just throw that in the trash anymore. You got to figure it out. But I do think it's possible that will trickle down, you know, and get to half a ton and a quarter of a ton and so on.
What are you after? Hamburgers, cauliflower today?
I think it's the recategorization of that food, right? So it's a ton more of organic waste weekly. If your business is producing, you are now required to divert it from the waste stream. Here, the very top sort of preferred treatment for that food, source reduction. So let's reduce it at the level that it's being produced, sown, grown, harvested, what have you. After that, feed people. After that, then we get into compost and anaerobic digestion.
Different way of thinking about food, for sure. Ashley Stanley is founder and executive director of Love and Spoonfuls, and Kara Miller is host of WGBH NPRI's Innovation Hub. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.